This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Katrupi. The Ungaroo Aboriginal Corporation is launching a new service this week, and I thought we should catch up with the boss of Ungaroo, Tash. Good morning.
Hi, Darren. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. So tell us about this new program you're launching or service called the Integrated Team Care Program.
Yeah, Ungaroo was successful in managing the Integrated Team Care or ITC program on behalf of the Primary Health Network. And this program, it's been designed to support Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who are living with complex chronic health conditions. Patients receive one-on-one support to help them manage their health conditions and get appropriate care when they need, including specialist and allied health services. So the ITC team will help link healthcare across different services and help patients get faster access to these services. And it also helps maintain, it helps mainstream health services provide culturally appropriate care as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you guys do a lot of work there at Ungaroo. Will you have any sort of dedicated resource to this program?
Yeah, so we've just, and we launched on our social media an introduction to Jade, who will be our care coordinator for this program. Jade's a registered nurse, Dungaddy woman, a proud Aboriginal woman, and very supportive of, chronic healthcare. So she'll be leading the team, and then we've got an outreach worker that will help support patients in getting to appointments and making sure that they're addressing their health needs, particularly with specialist services.
Look, probably a dumb question, but how important is it to, or how big of a difference does it make having a fellow cultural person, someone who's Aboriginal, in that role as far as making the community comfortable to actually utilise the services that you're offering through this?
Yeah, it's very important because, we talk about closing the gap in Aboriginal health, and sometimes I've said it before, but we use it like a political football without any tangible outcomes, whereas this is a culturally appropriate service that is being delivered by culturally appropriate, 100% Aboriginal-owned organisation, health organisation. And the reason we're doing it and why we need it is almost half of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people live with at least one chronic condition. Heart disease and diabetes are the leading causes of death for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and chronic conditions require complex healthcare across various types of health services. So this program really supports patients to understand and manage their condition. And we want to see better treatment and management of chronic health conditions for our mob. And we want to improve the health outcome and really make a difference to that target of closing the gap for Aboriginal people living with chronic health conditions.
How do the mob access this service?
What they need to do is firstly, obviously, identify as Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander. They need to have a care plan. So ask your GP about a care plan. Have a current chronic disease management plan by their local GP or another Aboriginal medical service. They can be referred by a GP or another Aboriginal medical service. And even children with chronic illness management plans are also eligible for this program. So all they need to do is they can find out more on our website, ungaroo.com.au, or give us a call, and Jill, Ebony, or Elaine will help them answer those questions and point you to the direction of the ITC team. So they can call us on 65715111 for further information.
So I imagine there's a bit of education you guys have to do with the GPs and doctors around, so they are aware of this program so they can refer patients as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what this week is about. We've been doing an internal process with our current patients. However, now we're going externally and we'll be sending it around to all the medical services within Singleton and Muswellbrook and letting them know about that program and how their patients can actually access it. So it actually helps their practice in providing culturally appropriate services as well, because we can complement what they do.
Absolutely. And I imagine the goal is to maybe be so busy with this that you have to put on even more staff to be able to handle the workload.
Absolutely. We're becoming, quite a lead in you know, new employment, a pathway for community, and that's what we want to see, you know. So we're, you know, looking after our own mob, both in healthcare and also employment opportunities.
That's excellent. Well, all the best with it, and it's good having what you call a soft launch, because you can iron out any little issues that come up. So then when you're really running on full steam, there's no issues, and everything runs relatively smoothly. So, look, keep up the awesome work, and, best of luck, and hopefully we can talk again soon about how successful it's been.
Awesome. Thanks, Aaron.
No problem. Have a great day. That's Tasha, who's the General Manager of the Ungaroo Aboriginal Corporation, on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.